Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Oh, good morning, sir. $50. You want to cash this check, sir?
Sure.
I'm sorry, I don't recognize the signature. Are you a customer of this branch of the bank?
As of now, I am.
Oh, if it's a new account, I'm afraid I'll have to...
Just do nothing. Just keep quiet and keep smiling.
What?
Under this coat, open my arms, a gun, pal. And the same right at your heart. Now keep calm, push your door over here. And smile, act normal. One step out of line, you're it.
Oh, sure. Here.
Not that, the big stuff.
No.
That's better. Don't look so sick. Nothing's going to happen to you. If you just be a good boy.
You can't get away with this.
Come on. I don't have all day. Why, you stupid?
I didn't do anything.
I warned you, you come.
Hey, you stop! Please, help!
Miss Perino, you say you didn't see the man's face at all.
No. He had his arm up around his face. I couldn't see anything but his eyes. He was holding his overcoat over the arm.
Would you be able to identify him if you saw him again?
No, I wouldn't.
I see. Miss Perino, the bank accountant who ran out of his office when he heard the shots, has told us that the gunman did not put his arm up over his face until he'd come face to face with you.
Well, he's mistaken. The man's face was covered.
Look, Miss Perino, there's nothing to be afraid of. We have reason to believe that there were two people who saw the face of the hold-up man. One was the teller who handed the money to him and then pressed the alarm button. That man, the teller, was shot down in cold blood by the gunman and he's dead. The other person we believe capable of identifying the killer is you. And I shouldn't have to remind you that if you cannot help us, the killer may never be brought to justice. It's therefore your duty to do everything you can to help us.
I'm sorry. I've told you all I know.
Think, Miss Perino. You must have caught a glimpse of his face.
No, I didn't.
Miss Perino, you are not telling the truth.
Captain, please. Angela cannot help you. You're making her scared. Angela is a good girl. She would help you if she could. Wouldn't you, Angie? Hmm?
Please. I don't know anymore. Let me go home.
Oh, okay. You can go home. Please, me too, Captain. I'm her uncle. She lives with us. Mama will be worried about this.
Okay. Get out of here, both of you.
Thank you. Come on, Angie. Don't cry. We go home now.
I'm all right.
Oh, Miss Perino, if you happen to remember that you can identify the killer, you know where to find me.
Sure, Captain. We know, sure.
Well, what do you think? Sure seemed upset about it. Like maybe she recognized the hood but wasn't telling.
Yeah. Yeah, but why? Look the type to be on speaking terms with a killer. Tell you what, Al, give me a rundown on her. Family, background, acquaintances, a lot.
Will do. What about the old guy? Said he's her uncle.
Yeah, him too. The girl lives with him and his wife.
Yeah, what's the name again?
Oh, it's here someplace. Vitelli, Giuseppe Vitelli.
Vitelli? Yeah, funny thing.
Hmm?
The name rings a bell.
So?
No, can't get a fix on it. There must be dozens of Vitellis in town.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll get checking on this one. Let's hope you come up with something. It'll be about the only lead we have.
I tell you, Mama, it was the most terrible thing. The poor little Angela, she nearly bumped into him. I was writing my check at the table and I did not see it. You know I do not see too good, and I must write slow.
I keep telling you, Papa, you should see the eye doctor.
I tell you, I am glad I did not see good today. I look up when I hear the gun go off, but all I can see is this man with his back to me. He has a hat on, and all I can see is the back of him. He turns to run, and Angela is just going up to the counter, and she is right there in front of him. And she screams when she sees him, but he puts his arm up over his face so she cannot see it.
Angie said he had his arm over his face all the time.
She's a good girl, Mama. The police captain, he was very angry with her, but she's a good girl. She would help him if she could.
Of course she would help the police if she could. She's good, that one. She has been like a daughter to us all these years.
Yes, yes, like a daughter. It was terrible that Mario and Francesca should both die so young. But their going brought little Angela to us, Mama. She's such a good girl.
I hope she will rest. I gave her one of my pills. The ones the doctor gave me for sleeping.
Yeah, she will feel better in the morning. You know, Mama, there is only one thing.
Yes, yes, you are always saying.
And why not? Why should I not want to see our little girl married to some nice boy?
When she is ready, she will marry.
Yeah, that DeMarco boy, he's a good one. And I think Angela likes him.
She likes him, and he is a good boy. He is a good worker, and he will do well. But Angela always waits for Niccolo. You know that, Papa.
I know it, but I do not like it.
You do not like that Angie should marry your own son? What are you saying?
It is not that. But Nicky is not here. He has been gone 2 years. He will go and make a lot of money, he says. But how, Niccolo, I say, how? Never mind, Papa, he say. I will come back with a pocket full of gold, you see. Yeah, maybe. But he is still not here.
He is a good boy. Smart, too. He will do well.
I think Angela should marry the DeMarco boy. He's a good worker. And Angela is very fond of him. And he is here.
But she is in love with Aniki. Now, come to bed, Papa. It is very late. Come to bed.
Angela, are you awake?
What? Who's there?
Angie, it's me, Nicky.
Nicky, what are you...
Shh, quiet. You wake Mama and Papa.
Nicky, you shouldn't be here. No.
The fire escape. I'm glad you don't lock your window. Well, aren't you pleased to see me? It's been a long time, Angie.
Has it?
You've been gone 2 years.
Funny. I could have sworn I saw you in the bank only this morning.
But you didn't, Angie. You didn't swear you saw me. You didn't tell the cops.
No. No, I didn't tell anyone.
Why didn't you?
Oh, Nicky, you've got to get out of here. They'll be looking for you.
No, they won't. Because only you can identify me. And you told them you couldn't see my face. I read it in the afternoon papers.
Oh, Nicky, how could you? You of all people, you shot that man.
I had to see you. I had to tell you about that. I couldn't bear the thought of you...
That I might change my mind and tell the police?
That you might hate me. I'm in love with you, Angie. I always have been.
Oh, how can you talk about love, Nicky? A man's dead. You killed him.
I couldn't help it. It was an accident. He tried to grab me through the grill. The gun I had was an automatic. It goes off very easy. I never meant to use it on him or anybody. I swear I didn't.
But how can I believe that? You ran.
I panicked, that's all. I was scared, but when I cooled off, I realized there was only one thing to do. Come back and give myself up.
You've been to the police?
Not yet. But I'm going to see them. I had to see you first.
Oh, I don't know what to think. It's all so... Oh, Nicky, I've hoped and prayed you'd come back someday, but not like this. How could you try to rob a bank? Papa's always talking about the time you said you'd come back with a bucket full of gold. Was that the gold you meant?
I got 10,000 bucks out of that bank.
Where is it?
Safe.
Nicky, you can't use a penny of that money.
No, no, of course not. I'll hand it over to the police when I give myself up. Oh, Angie, I've been a fool, such a fool. Oh, this is a terrible mess. That poor guy's dead. I never meant him any harm. I never meant to harm anybody. It was just that everything I'd planned hadn't worked out. I've had a run of outs since I left home. I felt I couldn't come back empty-handed. I was just going to do this one job.
It was wrong, Nicky, terribly wrong.
It was wrong for you not to tell the cops about me, but you did it. You kept quiet.
Yes, I know that was wrong, too. Now I'm glad you've come. See, you must give yourself up. Otherwise, I'd have to tell them. Nicky.
Yeah, now, take it easy, huh? Everything's going to be all right. I made a bad mistake. I guess I've made plenty. Leaving you in the first place was bad enough. Anyway, now I'm going to take my punishment. Maybe if I give myself up and they realize I didn't mean to kill anybody, I'll get off with a year or two in prison. When I come out, maybe I can make a fresh start.
Listen.
I can take it, honey. As long as I know I've got you. That's why I had to come here first. I had to know you loved me in spite of everything. I've always wanted to come back and be your big hero. Yeah, yeah. The big hero you'd be proud to marry.
Oh, Nicky, you know I've always been in love with you. I've waited long for the day you'd come back.
Oh, honey, I love you so very much. Yeah. Better now?
Oh, Nicky, I can't help it. I love you.
If only we could... Say, why not?
What, Nicky?
Honey, maybe you think I'm crazy, but why not let's get married right away? Just as soon as I can get a license.
Married? But Father Baccini, he wouldn't...
Oh, no, no, the church wedding can wait. We can go through that later, with all the trimmings. I mean, just a civil marriage. Just let's make it legal and keep it to ourselves till it was all over.
You mean not tell anyone?
Yeah, not even Mama and Papa. Not till afterwards.
Oh, no, they'd be hurt. I couldn't do that to them. Nicky, they've been like a mother and father to me. I couldn't...
Darling, you make it sound like you don't really want to marry me.
Oh, you know it's not that.
Look, honey, I've got a pretty terrible time to go through. All that business of a trial and everything. I've got to know you're mine. Got to have that to hold on to keep me sane. You do love me, don't you? Tell me you do, honey.
Oh, yes, Nicky. I love you so very, very much. Oh, Nicky, hold me. Hold me close.
Take it easy, honey. Everything's going to be okay. Yeah. Everything's going to work out just swell.
But I tell you, Captain, that is all we know.
She left a note, that is all. She has gone suddenly to visit her father's sister.
Uh-huh. Funny thing to just go off like that without saying goodbye.
I keep telling you, she left this note. I do not understand all these facts. She will be back in a couple of days, she says.
She needs a rest, Captain. All the shooting business, it made her very upset.
Yeah, I guess so. This relative of yours, Mrs. Vitelli, can you let me have her address?
Yes, I can, but why do you want it?
Well, I may need to get in touch with Angela Pereno quickly. I'd just like to know where I can contact her at short notice.
I will write the address down for you. Wait, I'll get the pencil and paper.
Please, Captain. Haven't you asked enough questions? Angela has told you all she knows.
Has she? What about you, Mr. Vitelli?
Me? I do not know anything. I told you I did not see the face of the man in the bank.
You have a son, don't you, Mr. Vitelli?
A son? Sure, I have a son. Niccolo. Everybody knows that.
Has he been around lately?
No, I have not seen him for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm. What's he doing these days?
Doing? I do not know what he is doing, but whatever it is, he will be doing it well. He's a clever boy, Nicky.
Uh-huh. You haven't heard from him or of him for the last 2 years, huh?
No. I don't understand all this. Why do you ask me questions about Nicky?
You wouldn't know, I suppose, that he's been in jail.
Did you say in jail? Our Nicky?
Yeah. Not here, over the border. Broke into a drugstore, stole a few dollars and some goods.
Nicky? Our Nicky? A burglar? A thief? Oh, no.
Here you are, Captain. I have written down the address where Angela is.
Thanks, Mrs. Vitelli. Well, I'll be going. If you happen to hear from your son, Mr. Vitelli, I'd appreciate you letting me know. Do that?
Yes. Yes, of course. I let you know.
Thanks.
What's he say about Nicky? Papa, what's he say about our boy?
There must be some mistake. Not a Nicky. He wouldn't do a thing like that. He's a good boy.
Do a thing like what? Papa, what are you saying? What has Nicky done?
The captain said Nicky is a thief. He has been in prison.
What? Oh, no. Not our Nicky.
Mama, Mama. What have we done that such a thing should happen?
I don't believe it. There is some mistake. Surely there is some mistake.
Hello? Giuseppe Vitelli speaking. Angela, where are you? What he... But... Angie, it can't be. Angela, wait. Hello, hello, hello. She hung up.
It was Auntie?
Yes. Norman, I don't know what to think. She said she would explain it all tonight. They are coming here tonight.
They?
Angela and Nikki.
Nikki?
Mama, Mama, what to think? What to think? Angela and Nikki are married.
Well, Mama, don't you have a big kiss for your little boy? Especially now he's got himself married.
Nikki, it is all so...
Oh, of course, my son. There. And Angela, a little girl.
We wanted to tell you, but... Well, we just felt it was best to get married right away.
But where did you get married so quickly? I don't think Father Pacini would like this.
Oh, we're going to see Father Pacini later. We'll have a church ceremony, of course.
But you have not been married in church?
It wasn't time, Mama. The justice of the peace married us.
The justice of the peace?
It's legal.
Legal? Who cares for legal? You marry in the church, no other place.
Mama is right, Nikki. This is not a good thing you do. I tell you, you worry us, my son. We hear things we do not like about you, and now you do this thing. Angela, we had wanted something better for you.
Just a minute. What's this about things you hear?
I was speaking, Niccolo. You have not kept your good manners since you go away.
Manners? I'm supposed to worry about manners when you start accusing me of something I haven't done?
I did not accuse you of anything, Nikki. But I am told you have been in prison.
Nikki?
That? It's nothing. Forget it.
Nothing? Madonna, nothing that our son is called a thief? Nothing that he has been in prison? Oh, Niccolo. 2 years ago, you left this house with my blessing, and you said you would return with your pockets full of money. You were going to be rich and successful.
Rich and successful. Okay, how about this? Here, my valise. Take a look at it.
Your valise? What is in it?
Nikki, no. Papa, don't open it.
What's the matter?
Go ahead. Take a look at that pocket full of money I brought you. Okay. I'll open it for you.
What is in it? I don't...
What is it? Let me help.
Nice. $10,000. $10,000, you hear? Well, is that a pocket full of money or isn't it?
Nicky, you shouldn't have.
Why not? It's mine. I got it.
Yours? Nicky, you don't know what you're saying. You promised...
That was yesterday.
Yesterday? Nicky, what are you saying?
Niccolo, where did you get so much money?
I picked it up. That's the difference. I got it.
You did not get it by honest work. Not so much money.
Tell them, Nicky.
It's mine. I'm staying right here in this valise. So don't you or anybody get any different ideas.
Nicky, you can't do this. You promised you'd give yourself up. You must. There's no other way.
That's what you think.
What is going on? What is everybody talking about? I don't understand.
I will go.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Vitelli. Sorry to trouble you again, but the man I've had watching this place has reported that you have some interesting visitors.
The police?
Well, I don't know. It's, if you don't mind, I'll just join you for a while. Good evening, Mrs. Vitelli. And I guess you're Nick Vitelli.
It's a crime, is it? What do you want, copper?
Well, Miss Pereno, you get around. Or do you? Mrs. Vitelli gave us an address you were supposed to be visiting, but you haven't been there, have you?
No.
It's not Miss Pereno anymore, copper. It's Mrs. Vitelli. And I object to you asking my wife a lot of personal questions.
Your wife?
Sure. We were married yesterday. Any objections?
Plenty. Look here, Miss Pereno, or Mrs. Vitelli, if that's what it is. There are a few things I want to talk over with you. I don't know if you realize...
Maybe you don't realize, copper, that under the laws of this state, a wife cannot testify against a husband. That's something any cop should know, even one with flat feet like you.
Listen, Vitelli, you're just...
Testify? What is testify? Why does everybody talk the double talk?
Nikki, you have done something. There is something bad, huh?
I'd say murder was pretty bad, wouldn't you, Mr. Vitelli?
What?
Murder! What are you saying?
What I'm saying is that your son is a man who robbed the local bank and shot a man dead doing it. And I'm saying that your niece saw him in the bank and recognized him.
Oh, no, no.
Nikki. Niccolo. My son. This is not true. Say it is not true. Say it. You do not say it. You do not.
Shut up. Keep out of it.
Too late.
You, copper. Get out of here. Get out of here.
You got nothing on me, and you know it. Just as you know, my wife can't testify against me in any court. Get your things, Angela. We're leaving.
That's why you married me. So I couldn't identify you as a killer. You don't love me. You never have.
Niccolo, I must have the truth. Did you do this terrible thing? Answer me.
What do you think? Don't expect me to answer a lot of questions in front of a cop. Work it out for yourself.
My son, a murderer.
Now, cut that out, Mama.
Nicola, you are a bad, wicked boy. A wicked, evil man. Murderer, murderer. My son, a murderer.
Stop it. Stop it, I tell you. Stop it. Okay.
Nicky.
Mama. You animal. You hit your own mother. Your own mama, who bore you, loved you, raised you from a child. You'd strike your own mama.
I told her not to hit me. Nobody hits me, nobody.
What a hero. What a big, wonderful guy. Proud of your husband, Angela.
Mama. Mama, are you all right? Mama.
Never mind, Angela. Never mind.
Okay, tough guy. What now? You may be running out of women, but the next move is up
no,
to you.
No, Captain. The next move is up to me. I wish to go with you to the station house. I wish to make a statement. I wish to say that I was confused. I had a bad memory, but I'm all right. I remember seeing his face. The face of the killer. I remember. I saw him very clearly.
No, Papa, no.
Yes, I saw him. I saw him very clearly. He's standing there. And the killer is my son.
You're crazy. You were behind me when...
Papa, please do not know.
I saw him. He was there. He's the one with the gun. He killed a man. He's a wicked man, but he would strike his own mother. A murderer. My son, I saw him do it with my own eyes. I will testify.
Take it easy, Mr. Vitelli. Nicky, I guess we better take a little ride.
I'm not going anywhere. Nobody move.
Nicky,
don't be a fool, Nick. Put that gun away.
I'm no fool. Don't worry about that. My own father, perjuring himself to send me to the death cell. That's just great. I'm supposed to be proud of my parents, huh? They sure are fond of me. I can see that. Well, anybody makes a move.
Grab him, Joe. Oh.
Nicky! Nicky! Oh, my boy.
I'm sorry I had to do that. He might have... Mr. Vitelli, Angela, well, it had to be one way or another. This was the only end of the road for Nicky. Maybe this way was better than the other.
I could not have done it. I could not have testified.
I'll go call an ambulance. Closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery, romance, or adventure all start when a door is unlocked by the key.